Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Hey, the reason I'm calling, I got your thing in the mail, actually. And I just
Oh, okay.
You have a reservation code that you gave me.
Oh, sure. All right. What's that reservation code?
2311-3401-0034.
I'm sorry, 0034. 4, okay.
6856.
6856. All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to pull up your file, see what we're working with here. And who am I speaking with?
Jacob Crabtree.
Jacob, okay. All right. And is the business Crabtree? Okay, perfect. Perfect. All right. Jacob, is this the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected? We've been having a little issue with our phones lately.
It is.
Okay. All right.
What was your name again?
My name is Sam.
Okay, Sam.
Sam, yeah. So just a couple quick basic questions just to confirm what we have on file. We have the business address as 3882 Snyder Domer Road.
Correct.
Okay, and that's in Springfield, Ohio?
Yes, sir.
All right. Springfield, is that close to Toledo?
No, it's about 3 hours south.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought I remembered a Springfield being over there. All right.
From Toledo?
Yeah, I'm from Toledo originally. We're actually out in California over here, San Diego.
Okay.
Let's see. And now the business, are you incorporated or what's the structure like?
We're a limited liability company.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. And how long have you been in business?
I'm a third generation, so the actual business has been in business since 1946.
Oh, wow. Nice. Nice. And how long have you, been in charge over there?
About 18 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Are you the 100% owner?
99.5. My wife is a 0.5% just for in case something happens to me.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So, yeah, Jacob, you know, we do have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Well, what it is we're just getting fired up on a couple big jobs, and they were held off last winter, so we didn't work for a while. So just basically some working capital. We just signed a $950,000 contract, and we're going to need some, you know, operating startup capital. So, I just received this in the mail. I wasn't thinking anything about it. It says it's quick. You know, it saved me a lot of time going to the bank, you know, because we're busy.
And that's exactly it.
So I thought I'd call and see what your rates were and kind of where you... what it was about. I've never called anything like this before.
Okay, all right. Do you have any idea how soon you wanted to get the funds in place?
As soon as possible. We should start the job next week. So it's something, I don't know how quickly you guys operate.
Okay, yeah, we're usually able to move pretty quickly, just to give you, an honest look at it. We can get you an approval usually in about 24 hours. Just because it's Friday right now, we'd probably be looking at Monday morning for the approval. Once we get the approval and go over the actual terms and rates that you qualify for, you would then, choose what works best for you. I mean, the way that it works is we qualify you for the largest amount and the longest term, and then you can choose anything in there. If we qualify you for 250, you only need 100, you can choose 100. If we qualify you for up to 18 months and you only want it for 6 months, you can choose 6 months. So the term's going to vary inside of that. But that process takes about 24 hours as well. So if everything's in line there, we could then fund you in another day. So it usually takes about, about 3 days, 3 to 4 days to get the whole process taken care of.
Okay.
Now, did you have an idea of how much you were looking for?
Probably around $200,000.
Around $200,000? Okay. Okay, so just, a couple questions here to see what we're working with. What do you do for your yearly gross revenue?
I think it was 2.2.
Okay, just a ballpark. It just gives me an idea because, I mean, the way it works is...
2.2 or 2.4, so
okay.
I think the previous year was somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay, all right, yeah, so, what we're talking about here with the working capital programs, it's usually we're usually able to free up 10 to 15% of that top line revenue. So, you know, if you're looking for 200, you'd be sitting right around the 220 available to you, maybe upwards, depending on a couple of different factors. But at least we're on the same page here that we're, you know, we're talking realistic numbers.
Sure.
Now, how about your personal credit? What does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Probably 700 range. It's not perfect, but
okay. Okay. No, that's, I mean, 700's slightly above the national average. So you're in a position that, you know, we'll be able to get something for you.
I haven't checked it in a while, so I'm assuming it's around 700.
Okay. Okay. Now, have you ever done a working capital loan before?
No, I have not.
Okay. Okay. So just brief rundown, just so we know what we're dealing with here. It's unsecured cash. It's deposited directly into the business account. You're free to use it, you know, however you see fit. They're typically shorter term loans. So it can range anywhere from 3 months to 36 months is our longest program right now. Now, with that being said, the 36 months, you know, it's not very typical for first-time borrowers. For first-time borrowers, we're seeing kind of like the top end being 24 months.
Okay.
So, you know, it kind of depends on...
And
you know,
honestly, you know, we want to pay it off as quickly as possible.
Yeah, exactly that. It depends on what matches your business.
You want to have that flexibility if you can, but yeah.
Yeah, and so you do have the option to go a shorter term. And now... the rate is going to vary depending on the term that you choose. So if you want the longer term, you're going to be paying a little more on interest. So it makes sense a lot of times if you're going to make the money back quickly to take the shorter term.
Sure.
Now, also with that, on these programs, a lot of them do offer, you know, early payment discounts. So that's, you know, always an option as well. Okay. Just a second. Sorry. I do all these hands by note. I mean, I do all these notes by hand, so I'm just jotting a few things down here. Okay. All right. Now, who do you normally bank with?
PNC Bank.
PNC. Okay. All right. And I mean, have you gone to them to look for any financing for this yet, or?
They're so big, it takes so much time. So I just got this email that I call and see.
Yeah, and that's honestly, you know, the kind of the purpose that we serve. A lot of the times they're going to take a really long time to get you an answer, and when you're a small to medium-sized business, half the time that answer is they don't have anything for you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so with the yearly gross around 2.2. All right. So the next step in the process really is to just, you know, get you approved and see exactly what we're working with. In order to do that, it's going to be a fairly simple process. I just need a one-page application. We take a look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements and then last year's business tax return. With that, we can go ahead and get you qualified for the largest amount and the longest term, and then we'll give you a couple different options to choose from to see what makes sense for you. Does that all, you know, kind of sound in line with what you're looking for here?
You need 6 months of bank returns, and then just the front page of the tax returns, or you need the entire thing?
We actually need the whole thing.
Okay. You want it emailed to you, or how's that?
Yeah, so I can email you the application and the list of what I need, and then you can send it right back in email form if that's the easiest. You can fax it too, that's an option, but whatever's easier for you. A lot of times with the bank statements and the tax return, a PDF, you know, in an email usually is the easiest way.
Sure. It'll take me a while to scan it in.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, some people do it, but I don't know. it's time consuming.
Okay.
Now, what's a good email address for me to send something over to you?
It's Crabtree Drilling. That's CrabtreeDrilling.
Okay.
At SBC, that's Sam, Boy, Charlie.
Okay.
Global.net.
Global.net. Okay. Perfect. So what I'll do is I'll put the email together. I'll shoot it over to you. On the email, you will have all of my direct contact information. So you can, if you have any questions or anything like that, you can call me directly or you can send me an email and I can get back to you very easily.
Okay, great.
Now, on the work that you have coming up, what tell me a little bit about the project. What are we looking at here?
I'm a drilling contractor, and we're doing a geothermal field for a couple of elementary schools in Fairfield, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
So it's just we do geothermal drilling. We do all sorts of drilling, but we do geothermal, and this is just a larger project. There's actually two schools that combine to about 950,000.
Oh, okay. All right. So is it a government contract?
The contract is actually through the actual general contractor, but it is for a city school.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I can kind of see a lot of times when you're dealing with that, you're looking at probably like a net 60, net 90 type of thing to get paid.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And that's what these programs are primarily used for. Okay.
So you think it started, you know, the first startup usually with a general contractor, you're looking at 60 or 90 days before you get your.
Yeah. Okay. You said have you started the work yet, or did you say that's what's starting next week?
We're getting ready to. We're getting ready to pull in and start here in the next week.
Okay. Now, as far as the 200 that you're looking for, what can you give me an idea of the different areas that you're trying to, you know, put that toward?
Yeah, it's going to be like our startup. When you have material on a job like that, you know, we're going to have their startup material. Usually we'll bring in bulk fuel. You know, we're going to have everything set up to get started there.
Okay.
And then just obviously that first 90 days, you know, on those, it's all prevailing wage, so our labor will get pretty high there.
Sure, okay. All right, that all makes sense. All right. Okay. Yeah, so, you know, looking at everything, it definitely seems like, you know, we would have something that would make sense for you. You know, just the next step is just to get you qualified and see exactly what we're working
okay.
with. So I will send you the email with all of that. And then as soon as you get it back to me, I mean, does the tax return and the bank statements, is that all something that you have pretty handy? Or do you think we'd be able to get
it back in this afternoon?
We have it right.
Yeah, I can probably get it this afternoon. I have it in the office there. It's taking a little bit of time. The tax return's pretty big, so it'll take a little bit of time to get scanned in.
Okay, and the reason I ask is I'm in California, so I'm 3 hours behind you, so I'm going to be here a little longer. But I know we want to get this in place as soon as possible, so if you could get it over to me, I will still have time to submit it before the end of the day. So hopefully on Monday we can go over, you know, some actual hard numbers and get this thing moving along for you.
I should be back at the office here in about 10 minutes, and I'll see what I can get together and get sent over there.
Okay, perfect. Well, then I'll go ahead. I'll shoot you the...
You're going to shoot me an email?
Yeah, it'll probably take me about 5 minutes to put together, and then I'll send it right over to you, but I'll do it right now.
Okay, great.
Sure. Now, did you have any other questions for me before you let me go, Jacob?
No, we'll look at it, and then once we get some hard numbers, we'll figure out. So you just need the tax returns and the bank statements, and you'll be able to figure out about where we stand.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. That's the extent of it. We keep it simple.
Great. That sounds great. Well, I'll look forward to getting your email. When I get back there, I'll try to get things put together and sent over to you, see what you have to say.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll send it your way right now. And like I said, let me know if you have any questions.
Thanks, Sam.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jacob.